This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness. So they had an event in St. Louis. It was the Shafley, Illa Shafley's group. And I didn't go. I don't know why. It's funny. I lived in St. Louis. They could be having an event. I knew nothing about it. I'm out of town. I get more events from out of town. But some of the bigger events, they still like, who's this Kevin Jackson guy? It's okay. I know. You know, I could easily take offense and go, I mean, I know Ed Martin, I know the Shafley team, et cetera, but you know what? As long as there are good people there doing good, I'm cool with it. So my buddy Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, he says, James O'Keefe teased this upcoming investigation that he's going to be dropping sometime in October. And Jim said, and he put this on his page, he says, he let me and Charlie Kirk look at what he was doing beforehand. And here's what Jim tweeted. He tweeted, OMG, just met with James O'Keefe and Charlie Kirk to view the upcoming bomb James is about to drop on the deep state. The Democrats should be very worried. I can't wait. I love it. I love the way they're teasing it, too. So Charlie, he then says, oh, my goodness, just got a preview of O'Keefe's latest video. This will change the midterms and the entire conversation about the deep state. He has multiple deep state high-ranking government officials explaining how they undercut Donald Trump from within. Can't wait. I mean, Hoff just gave you a morsel. Charlie Kirk gave you an appetizer. And now we're about to get the meal. And the meal is what we've already known for a long time, which is the Democrats are scurrilous creatures willing to do anything to stay in power. Now, I talk all the time about how you guys need to just chill a little bit. Don't worry as much as you may. It's okay if you worry. I don't get it. My grandmother used to always say, my grandmother, who was a chief worrier, chief worry officer of our family, would always say to me, why do you need to worry when you got God, baby? And then I would say it to her, and she was like, well, I don't know. It would be so funny. Oh, my goodness. Still got a little bit of a bug, as you guys can tell. As you guys. Yeah, you guys. You know, it's like my new jersey coming out of me all of a sudden. You guys. No, I've got a bug. Had a bug for a few days. I'm waiting on that sexy voice to kick in. But it ain't here yet. But maybe it'll be this week. Maybe it'll be next week. I don't know. But there's a time when it comes in, it'll kick in. It'll be all zigzag. And I don't even care if you like it. I like it. It resonates in my ear in a way that just gives you a soothing feeling. So, and also, I know then that I'm almost done with it. Because right now, I'm still kind of hacking. I got to push the cough button while I'm doing the show. There's a little bit of a longer pause. You know, I'm coughing. Anyway, back to O'Keefe. O'Keefe, as you know, he's sort of the reason why I came to be in this business. James O'Keefe broke these, what was it called? Acorn. Acorn expose, he and Hannah. And then I got a call from Breitbart saying, Kevin, I want you to go on Glenn Beck's show, and you're going to be my guy, my Beck guy. And I just said, I'm not going on Fox. They aren't calling me. I do good work. They won't call me. So that's that. And then Breitbart got me on. Glenn Beck liked me. And boom, bada bing, bada boom. The rest is history. Now I'm a fat cat mogul. No, not exactly. But we're getting there. And we're getting there at our own pace. But anyway, it was O'Keefe who did that. He broke the story. We went on with one story. Then the next story. The next story. Next thing you know, I was on Fox. Not a whole lot, but I'm back a couple times, and he said he likes you, bada bing, bada boom. But Project Veritas has been breaking these kinds of stories for quite some time. And this one, you know what I like about this one? I like the evolution of James O'Keefe. O'Keefe saying, you know what? We're going to go from messing with a single group to looking at the establishment. And he's evolved how Project Veritas is going at things. And that is powerful. Think about that. He's evolving this. He's saying to the people, you know, it's no longer just to go after some little group that's getting money from the big picture. We have to cut the head off of the snake. And I don't know what's going to come out of this, but I mean, I'm going to believe Jim Hoft and Charlie Kirk in saying this is probably some pretty doggone interesting stuff. Can't wait to see it. In the meantime, we got a lot of other things breaking. And I think that Holder came back and he made some comments. Told you guys the other day I was going to look up what Comey and Holder have been saying since we've now gotten all this new news. And we've got a segment about that. So I will be updating you on Holder and Comey. And I'm going to tell you, it's not good for them. I mean, you can sense their fear. And I don't blame them because they're in trouble. The Democrat Party is in trouble. It's been in trouble for some time. But they put so much in the hands of the wrong people, beginning with Barack Obama. And then they put it in the hands of Nike. They put it in the hands of Kaepernick. They put it in the hands of the NFL. They put it in the hands of black thugs. They put it in the hands of people like Ocasio-Cortez and illegals, illegal aliens and radical leftists of all types. And America's going, wait a minute, scratching his head going, wait. I don't get this. I don't understand what's going on here. This doesn't look like what I grew up in, what I aspire to be a part of. But the Democrats keep pushing. Keep pushing left. Told you the other day, Jimmy Carter went, hey, guys, stop pushing left. You can't win this way. They're own people. We have a quote, a clip from Ocasio-Cortez. We'll play it. Dumbest girl in politics. Even Jake Tapper kind of threw his hands up and went, okay, I'll play that clip. You'll get what I'm saying. But Ocasio-Cortez shows you the rift in the Democratic Party. That's not cohesiveness and togetherness when they're bragging about this girl. Tom Perez, the leader of the DNC, saying she's the future of the party, when everybody within the party are going, no, she's not. I'm just saying. Show me the dissension. We know about the dissension in the Republicans. It's the rhinos, the never Trumpers, the people that are mad that Donald Trump went around them. Okay, we know they exist. Why has he got 88 to 90% approval with the party? No Democrat has that. No. There's nothing in the Democrats that comes close to that than what Donald Trump has of support of the Democrats, support of the Republicans. And then what about the Democrats who now love? You know, we got a lot of talk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know you didn't watch the Emmys. Most of us don't watch the Emmys. It appears the celebrities no longer watch the Emmys. But it was the 70th annual Emmy Awards. And of course, political jokes and jabs. But one left the viewers really upset. And I don't watch it. I didn't even see a clip of it. I always go to look at the ratings. That's what always makes me curious about them. And they weren't very good, just for the record. But this guy's name is Michael Che, and they say that his comment left viewers upset. During his opening monologue with his fellow Saturday Night Live cast member, a guy by the name of Colin Jost, Che explained that his mother would not be watching the show on Monday night. And he says this, "My mother is not watching. She says she doesn't like watching white award shows because you guys don't thank Jesus enough." And he continued, "That's true. The only white people that thank Jesus are Republicans and ex-crackheads." Now, what's funny about that joke is it's actually kind of clever. It's funny. See, white folks on the left, he noticed, they don't thank God. I want to thank my producer. I want to thank my director. I want to thank my brother. I want to thank my taxi driver, my limo driver. I want to thank the caterer. They thank everybody, but you don't hear them thank God. Think about that. I mean, God is practically non-existent in their world. And he pointed out, this is a guy who's observant. This is what I love about comedians. They look at things, they're like, pfft. And he's like, mama. And you know what? It's probably born of a true statement that his mother made. Like, I don't watch those shows. They don't even thank God. Because, see, black folks are religious. And what that shows you, there is a chasm there. I know you're going, Kevin, you're making a lot about this. It's a little bitty thing. No. It's one of those things that you'll miss. See, black folks still have some DNA from God, some DNA of religion. That's why they're still winnable. That's why you're seeing somewhat of a exodus from the Democrats to the Republicans, to Trump. The man that they claim was not religious. My brother, who has a PhD in theology, said, Kevin, I cannot vote for a man that I don't feel is pious, that he's not religious. And my brother came back and said, Donald Trump has done more for religion than any president in modern history. And he's back. He's on the Trump train. I'm just giving you the facts. You think he's the only one? You think my brother, the staunch conservative, the Reagan Republican, who did not vote in his first election as a Republican for Donald Trump, who came back and said, Kevin, I made a mistake. He may not be the most religious guy, but he's done more for religion than certainly the Protestants and the Catholics, ergo, you know, the Christians, than any other president. If you think he's the only one, you're wrong. Black folks are noticing. And they're also noticing the lack of religion of the left. And what this comedian, Michael Che, is saying is, my mama noticed that. I noticed it. I made a joke about it. And you know what I've learned? The left can't even take it. They said it didn't sit well with some viewers who took to Twitter to complain. And here's what's funny. Okay, at Daytime Emmys, Michael Che, hashtag Michael Che, I'm not a Republican, neither an ex-crackhead. Do I get to thank hashtag Jesus according to your standards? I'm a believer any and will thank, that I'm just writing what they wrote. I'm a believer any and will thank Jesus. Really bad writing. So they jumped him. Because, you know, there's a handful of religious people that think they're religious on the left. They go, I thank Jesus. I thank him all the time. If you are religious, let me tell you something. If you are serious about your religion, you cannot be a Democrat. There you have it. If you're serious about your religion, you can't be a Democrat. You can't be this progressive. Oh, Kevin, I care about the people, the little people, the women, the children, the animals, and all that. Okay, great. You feel like you've got compassion. Congratulations. That does not make you religious. That does not make you a biblical person. That does not make you a Christ follower. You just might think of yourself, I'm a good person. Well, congratulations. The truth be told, most leftists, they're not even good people. They think they are. They've been told they are. You know, here's what I can tell you when you can sort of use a litmus test. There are people who understand that when they help somebody, it's just help. It isn't anything to brag about. It's no big deal. Then there are people that want you to understand how much they help people, what they do and all that. That's a tip-off that you're dealing with leftists. Anyway, let's talk more about this Emmy stuff. Here's what this article in the New York Post says. It says, winning a coveted Emmy carries a lot of prestige, but doesn't necessarily guarantee higher ratings. That's something to keep in mind after Monday night's award show. As several prominent casting directors tell the Post, the effects of an Emmy win are more nuanced and less pronounced than a win at the Oscars. Let me tell you, you guys know my feeling about these awards. I find awards to be, I don't know, self-aggrandizing. Why? If you do good, do good. Don't misunderstand me. I understand that when people recognize you, it's a good thing. If somebody said, you know, we got all these actors. Let's recognize ourselves. Because, man, there are some people that are just so good at what we do. Now, I'll use like track and field. Usain Bolt, when he looks at that clock and sees that he set a world record, or a meet record, That's recognition. He doesn't need any runner to tell him he's the best runner. But to know, hey, I'm going to get in the running Hall of Fame, track and field Hall of Fame. Congratulations. That's a good thing. I understand why we have them. And there's a side of me that goes, yeah, you want to feel like you've earned your way into something. But I'll put it to you this way. I don't do radio with the idea that, ooh, one day I'll be in the Radio Hall of Fame. I don't even care. If I get there and people go, man, that Kevin was transformational on the radio. He was amazing. Okay, great. But if I don't get there, ask me if I give a crap. It has to be earned. I mean, really earned. No politicking, no whatever. Just get in there and earn it. I remember when I won this award when I was in sales, and they told me, they said, Kevin, a company your size, the size that I worked for, they go, they never win it. And I remember thinking, I've done a lot to help this company, the one that we represented. I said, I hope they give it to our company because we deserve it. And I won it that year. And you know why it was a big deal? Because they'd never given it to a company as small as we were. And the guy who gave me the award, I had so much respect for. Anyway, they're saying the clearest impact seems to be on the career of the actors. They said, I think winning an Emmy helps to make an actor more desirable, said Homeland casting director Judy Henderson, herself an Emmy winner. Probably does. But, you know, I'll tell you this. When I was a kid growing up, I wanted to watch those shows. I followed them. Especially using Homeland as an example, I watched the show. But do I care if anybody in that show wins an act, you know, wins an award? I don't even care. Maybe it would have impacted me 10, 20 years ago when I felt, or longer, when I felt like these people mattered. They no longer matter to me. Give me my entertainment and that's all I care about. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Multiple people were killed and wounded at a Rite Aid distribution center today in Harford County, Maryland. The lone suspect in the shooting has been apprehended and is also in critical condition. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller.
We were on scene just in over 5 minutes. Arriving law enforcement, fire, and EMS units quickly paired up together, got into the building in order to render first aid where appropriate. treat patients in an attempt to locate a suspect or suspects.
There talks about another meeting between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but as far as the denuclearization goes, things are moving a little bit slow. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We have made steady, albeit slow progress, but it's always we've always known this was going to take some time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, these Kavanaugh accusations have become funny to me. Originally, I think it's something that needs to be ignored. And I still believe that. You know what's funny? They lure us in with this nonsense. The minute that they offered up allegations of Kavanaugh doing something in high school, people should have said, as if that's gonna matter for us, to put them on the Supreme Court. We're not even gonna look into this. And I know, Kevin, if we don't look into it, the Democrats are going to say so-and-so. I don't care. That's like listening to your kids when you're disciplining them. You know, you're saying, look, you need to pick up your room. Well, I mean, what about your room? You know, and what about, I would be like, what about my room? It's got nothing to do with your room. And who's the adult here? But we act like we listen to these knucklehead leftists like their parents. Really? You want to bring up something from a man who's, what, 50-something years old? You want to bring up something from 35 years ago, give or take, whatever the number is, that is completely unsubstantiated. Nobody believes it. I mean, look, if she had a problem with Kavanaugh, she should. I'll give her until he was 25. But you want to talk about now the timing of all of this? This is ridiculous. Charlie Kirk tweeted, they tried to smear the great Clarence Thomas with the same Hail Mary character assassination tactics. It failed because Clarence Thomas fought back hard. Why didn't this woman mention this ever before in 35 years? Why the week of the confirmation vote? Political hit job. Now, Charlie's a sharp guy, but that's not telling me anything new. I mean, that's not telling you anything new. We know what this is. So why do we entertain it? Why don't we just say, we're not succumbing to your hit job? This woman had plenty of time to say something. This is Me Too nonsense. I'm going to tell you something. I will be the most outspoken dude on Me Too until I die. And people they warn me. You get this, people warn me. Kevin, you better be careful of that Me Too. Careful of what? If some woman's going to come, Kevin, one time you tried to do this when I was, this when we were in a bar together. Yeah, well, it was because I was watching you grab my buns. Or you came over and, flirty and started rubbing on my chest. What do you think I'm going to do? I bought you a drink? Really? That's what you want to make? I mean, come on. Bring it. Bring it. Man, women, these feminists act like they are so holier than thou. Have you checked up on these women? They're flashing their bra. I mean, remember when they were doing all the stuff, all the Me Too stuff, and then they had Joy Behar grabbing men by the crotch. And I'm not talking one guy, more than one guy. Are you kidding? There's hardly a woman I know that hasn't been, in some point in her life, crass, coming on to a guy. I mean, to use their term, sexually abusing a dude that they wanted to be with, whether he wanted it or not. And I got a buddy, he's hot. I mean, he's older now, but he's still a good-looking guy. But my buddy Kirby was one. I mean, he was drop dead handsome to the point where dudes were just jealous. You know what I mean? I'm glad he was my friend because I didn't have to be jealous because I got women by proxy. But he's amazingly handsome. And I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of women. I got some dirt on you. I got some dirt on you. Ooh, yeah. Don't make me break out the Kirby card. Okay? So, trust me when I tell you, this Me Too movement is a joke. It's going to spin on itself. And whether it spins on itself because of LGBTQ or it spins on itself because people understand, guess what? Women are just as sexual abusers, if you want to use their terminology, as men are. They are. Grabbing your crotch, grabbing your buns or whatever. I bet you in my lifetime, especially when I was like, you know, all that in a bag of chips, I bet you I can remember, if you force me, I can remember at least, and I'm trying to be ginger here, but, you know, be real, you know, not make up the number. I bet you I can remember at least 5 women who grabbed my butt or grabbed my crotch. At least. And I know there's more than that. I'm just saying I could go back relatively quickly and go, okay, she did it. She did it. She did it. Unprovoked, unsolicited, you know, just thinking, this would be cool. Guys like this. I could tell you, if we get into crass statements, oh my gosh, I know some dirt. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it's not that big of a deal. And neither is to most of you in my audience. You're like, okay, some woman, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You know, I was in a bar scene at a party or something like this. Little liquor passing. When I was a kid, I told this story. I think I wrote about this in my book. This girl lived up the block. Her name was Barbara Jean. I was probably 6 years old, maybe 7. Barbara Jean was probably 12, 13. And she's a very pretty girl. I remember always thinking as a little boy, boy, she's really pretty. So anyway, she and her family had the best house in our neighborhood. In lower middle class neighborhood, but their house looked like the Jetsons. I'm not kidding you. It was on a big lot, and it could see the entire neighborhood from their backyard. It was like a vista view. I'll never forget it, because I remember thinking, wow. Because here's the deal. I'd never been in their house, and Barbara Jean invites me into the house. Hey, you want to go? Because we're playing up and down the street like all kids used to do back in the day. She invites me into the house, and I remember thinking, this is a cool house. Wow. I mean, that view, I can still see that view. I mean, this is amazing to me that this many years later, I can see that view. So I go down into their sunken living room to where I can see that view because Barbara Jean had grabbed me by the hand. She took me down there, and I'm thinking, like I said, I'd never been in their house. This is a family that had like 4 daughters and 2 sons, and one of the oldest boy was an albino. And I'm looking at this vista view, and I look up, and turn away, you know, turn from the vista view, and Barbara Jean plants a kiss right on my lips. My first kiss, and I was sexually assaulted. And I'm not kidding you. And I just remember not quite running out, but kind of running out of the house. Because I don't want people thinking, Kevin, you were a chicken. I was. At 6 or 7, I didn't know how to handle that. But I just remember going, oh, okay, I better go. And I was like a little scared kitten. You know, just, oh, I gotta go. And I literally ran out of this house. And I went back to my house. And I didn't say anything because it wasn't bad. It wasn't like, it was actually nice. But so it was one of those things where you're conflicted. You know, that's why I tell you, kids, you gotta watch sexuality because, you know, and then I'm saying if it had been a boy, I'd have knocked the fire out of him. But I'm saying, as much as there was a part of me that liked it, it was like, this is wrong. And I went out of there, you know. But I didn't say anything because I was like, it wasn't so bad that I need to go tell somebody, you know. And I don't remember what happened between me and Barbara Jean, but I think our relationship ended when I ran away. Oh, man. Trying to smear Kavanaugh. Why would you do this? Yeah. So there were a couple things people said about it. And I don't know how much you guys want to talk about this. I think it's a joke. What do you want me to tell you? What do you want me to say about a woman accusing a man 35 years after the fact of being a sexual predator, and then you start connecting the dots on her? Oh, she worked for the Clinton campaign, or she worked for somebody that very closely associated with the Clinton campaign. Oh, her mother was a judge on this, that. I mean, there's so many illicit things where you know this is a plant. It's ridiculous. I said the Democrats would have been better off just saying, Gloria Allred, why don't you say Kavanaugh molested you while you were passing each other in the city one time at the airport? I mean, it would be more believable than this story. God, Democrats, here's what I would say to you. Do you honestly believe these tactics are going to work on us? Do you? Now that Kavanaugh is supposed to be meeting with, they're supposed to have a hearing on this where Kavanaugh will hear the accuser. She's going to make all her allegations. He's going to go, because from what I've heard, he said, I wasn't even at the party you're talking about. So, and I don't know, they're going to drag a bunch of people. I was at that party and Kavanaugh wasn't there. Let me tell you something. I couldn't tell you who was at a party I was at last month. So how you going to, oh yeah, well, 35 years ago, there was a senior party at blah, blah, blah. Unless it was something really eventful, like, you know, the my grandmother's 80th birthday party or something like that. And for the record, I can't even tell you everybody who was there. But unless it was something like that, you're going to try to convince me that I should remember this? And you said nothing about it? It's ridiculous. Let me tell you what. The Democrats, you people, and I know you listen to the program, you are the most unbelievable people. Do you understand how much damage you do to your party when you do this stuff?
Oh, Kevin, we're going to make y'all believe us because we got the media on our side and we got a lot of people coming for it.
Dianne Feinstein, a woman who had Chinese spies working for her, and that's your believable person? Your Me Too movement liars, the people that gladly hiked their butts up on the casting couch so Harvey Weinstein could do what he want, those are going to be your believable people? Holy cow, folks, you need to wake up and understand those games don't work on us anymore, and they're not going to work on this. When we come back, I want to talk about some other tweets I read about this Kavanaugh.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Stephen Molyneux tweeted, I'm eagerly awaiting the moment when a Republican is accused of sexual indiscretion in a previous life. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to chime in on the Me Too farce, the Me Too movement, whatever you want to call it, I tweeted something along the lines of, this lady... is about as believable as global climate farce, that Obama was a good president of, I don't know, I named a couple of other things. And I said, the Yeti, the Sasquatch, the Loch Ness Monster, you name it, the Kupabara, whatever they call it. She's as believable as any of that. And the leftists think we're stupid enough to go for this. This Me Too movement is meant to hurt men. And until men stand up and say, I'm not taking it. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, you, a woman that comes forward against me, I will absolutely, you know, go back and say, well, okay, here's how we met. If I can even remember, here's how we met. Here's it. I will give you full disclosure. 100%. And I won't back down. I'll say, let me tell you something. I've never sexually abused any woman at any time of my life, ever. If I made a pass at you, it's because you were giving me all the signs. Because I'm going to tell you, my friends will vouch for this. I am the most obtuse dude on the planet when it comes to somebody liking me. I went back to the high school reunion one year, and one of my girl, her name is Donna. Was it Donna? I don't remember who it was, but it was one of my high school classmates. And she said, holy cow, Kevin, I used to just totally throw myself at you. You know, whoever was a cute girl I kind of liked. But it was like, she was like, I used to totally throw myself at you. And you were like, and I go, look, I'm just going to be honest. If you didn't come to me in a bikini with pictures, you know, with a gift basket saying, Kevin, will you please pay attention? I just erred on the side of caution. And same thing I tell my sons. Err on the side of caution. And it isn't because, you know, I wasn't even worried about the Me Too movement. My attitude there was just, it's tough to come back from, you know, that awkward moment of, oh, I thought you liked me. You know, there's just such a, I don't want to even come back from that moment. You have seen the movie where, you know, somebody's sitting there and they do that moment where everybody's kind of like, ah, and then the other person reaches the kiss and the one goes, oh, wait a minute. That's an awkward moment. And it's difficult to come back from that, because if you've got a friend girl or a friend guy and that bond gets broken, it's like, oh, OK, I guess I've misinterpreted this. And OK, you know, the relationship changes. So for me, you pretty much got to say, yeah, I had a girlfriend to tell me this one time. We weren't girlfriend boyfriend, but you know, we're spending a lot of time together as friends. And one day she just came in and she goes, Kevin, are you really this stupid? And I'm like, stupid about what? Because we were, you know, we were such good friends. It was just like a, you know, like we were going to a movie or something. And hey, you want to go to the movie? Yeah, let's go. So we're in the car and she something. And I mean, this isn't a scenario, but it's something like this. And she's like, are you this stupid or what? And I was like, stupid about what? That I like you. And I go, I guess I am. And then it kind of dawns on me, like, you like me? Yes. Okay, well, why do you just say so? Why's it got to be that complicated? Right? Why's it got to be that complicated? I could see it, you know, you're married and you like somebody, you know, like, oh, I got to deal with all these emotions. But if you're single and, you know, you like somebody, why can't you just go and go, hey, listen, it's funny. I find myself really liking you and I want to see if maybe you want to go out and have a drink or something. Is it that difficult? Because see, that's a little different thing than that awkward thing like, you know, like grabbing the hand or going for the kiss. You know, just, hey, listen, I really want to go out sometime. You interested? You know what? I was thinking the same thing. Okay, cool. Let's see. What's a good day for you? We complicate stuff. I told my sons, I go, look, if you like somebody, you should go up and say it. Don't be embarrassed or whatever. Just go, hey, listen, don't ask me what it is. I'm driven to come over and say this to you and go say it. Because the worst thing that's going to happen is that person's going to respect you for being up front, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I don't believe this stuff about Kavanaugh. I've given you some advice for life. Maybe you should let your sons hear this or daughters hear this, this segment of the show. Maybe it'll help them. But just be up front. Holy cow. Yeah. Funny, Stephen Molyneux, eagerly awaiting the moment when a Republican is accused of a sexual indiscretion in a previous life. Me too. And don't be shocked if somebody says, oh, yeah, it wasn't in this life. It was in another life. Kevin molested me. Oh, my gosh.
There it is. Kevin Jackson accused of molestation in a previous life. I don't even remember that life. What do I do here? Do I need an attorney from that life or this life? Mr. Jackson, there is no attorney for you in that life. You know, I don't know what they would say, but they're crazy. And then what about Mr. Dregs of Society?
Mr. Joe Biden. Yeah. Red Nation Rising tweeted, people in society who you consider to be immoral and of no value wear it as a badge of honor. When somebody as morally derelict as Joe Biden calls you a name, you should be proud of it. I agree. Joe Biden, Democrats, seriously, if Joe Biden is still on your list of potential candidates, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Mark Knoller went right after the accuser. He says, accuser, get this. I want you to understand just how vile and bad this person is as an accuser. The accuser scrubbed her social media accounts. Prominent woman in academia who cannot recall the details of her horrific moment. Now, she's practicing it now for the hearing. And guess what? There are going to be students there with better memories in mind that are going to go, that didn't happen. But let her go. Accuser's parents were ruled against by Kavanaugh's mom. And this guy goes on to say, it's time to change our laws. Prominent people deserve recompense for bogus lies. I completely agree. When somebody sues these Me Too frauds or lotto, they try to be lotto winners. When somebody sues them and starts winning and says, you're going to be made to prove it. And I don't know, maybe it's going to be some dude who keeps a journal of everything he does. And he's got receipts and timestamps. He keeps his old cell phone records, whatever. And request the tower, you know, pings, etc. And somebody says, you were in a party. Where are you? Molested me. And then somebody goes, no, I wasn't. I was in Bangladesh helping the lepers. Then what happens? That's what I'm waiting to see. I want somebody who keeps meticulous notes and goes back and says, nope. Got my airline ticket, got my cell phone records, got witnesses, witness statements, you name it. I've got it all. Now, I would hate to have to live my life that way, but quite frankly, you are living your life that way. Whether you know it or not, your cell phone's recording all that crap. Did you know that? Keeps up with everything. I think it was Tucker or somebody that did a thing that said, we're going to take a cell phone that you don't even activate. We're going to run around the, you know, D.C., and show you what data is grabbed by that phone without you doing anything. And it's shocking. So you may have a record of it. But let me tell you, it's sad to say your sons may very well need to have that level of record keeping in order to protect their lives years down the road. Now, I'm going to make you a bet that this Me Too movement fizzles. I think it already has. It is a lie upon itself. It's just as bad as a Black Lives Matter. It's just as fraudulent. And it's mean-spirited, not meant to really solve the problem, the legitimate problem where women are sexually, you know, abused or harassed or whatever. It doesn't solve the legitimate problem. It is a lie upon itself. And every time I hear a woman say, I'm doing this for the women, and I think to myself, no, you're not. You're doing it for yourself. I don't want to scream, but I want to just go, you're a liar. You're not doing this for women. You're doing this for yourself. Serena Williams, doing it for herself. Rose McGowan. Yeah, she started out legit, and then she went illegit. Remember when she backed her friend, and then they found the text messages or something that validated what the kid had said who sued her? That's the Me Too movement. It is a lie upon itself. And look, I'm all about empowerment of women. But if you're going to lie to do it, if you're going to lie to get ahead, what good is it going to do you? It's going to backfire. It isn't going to last. Judge Kavanaugh is a good man. The left know it. They don't want him in there because his ideology maps with ours. They want to win after they've lost. It's not going to happen.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.